right through me. Don't you understand? Oh, my little girl.
All right. Well, welcome to Stop the Presses with Ron Avery filling in for Mark Anderson again today. And it is September the 30th, 2022. And I'm going to talk today about this problem down on the border. Just nobody seems to be able to get a handle on this or even correctly identify what the problem is. I mean, it's kind of astonishing, isn't it? And I believe the only explanation for it is that we don't have lawful government anymore. We don't even have a government to do anything. I'm looking at an article that appears on KSAT. Let me see. Well, yeah, KSAT.com. I was watching this. They covered this last night on television. And the title of this argument, article is McAllen Respite Center Serving as a Model for Other Cities, Including San Antonio. Well, what is respite? What does that really mean? That means a kind of relief from a condition, a bad condition you're under. So, it's kind of like relief. It's the McAllen Relief Center serving as a model for other cities, including San Antonio. Now, Sister Norma Pimentel, P-I-M-E-N-T-E-L, shared best practices for migrant center with several cities and states. Migrant. Well, that, of course, this is just the wrong term for what the condition is that they're trying to relieve. The condition is illegal immigration. Illegal aliens is what this is called. And notice it's always slanted. The mass media cartel will never use the term illegal alien. And why don't we just kind of review quickly here what improper, this is Title 8, United States Code, Section 1325, improper entry by alien. Notice it doesn't say migrant. Improper or wonderful, beautiful entry by migrant. It doesn't say that kind of stuff. The law says improper entry by alien. Well, what is that? Improper time or place, avoidance of examination or inspection, misrepresentation, and concealment of facts. I'm reading this to you now. I've done this before, too. I've read this same provision before. And I'm going on, quoting, any alien who enters or attempts to enter the United States at any time or place other than as designated by immigration officials, or eludes examination or inspection by immigration officers, or attempts to enter or obtains entry to the United States by a willfully false or misleading representation, or the willful concealment of a material fact, shall, for the first commission of any such offense, be fined under Title 18 or imprisoned for not more than 6 months or both. And for a subsequent commission of any such offense, be fined under Title 18 or imprisoned for not more than 2 years or both. Okay, improper time or place, civil penalties. Any alien who is apprehended while entering or attempting to enter the United States at a time or place other than as designated by immigration officers shall be subject to a civil penalty of 1. at least $50 and not more than $250 for each such entry or attempted entry, or 2, twice the amount specified in article in paragraph 1 in the case of an alien who has been previously subject to a civil penalty under this subsection. Civil penalties under this subsection are in addition to and not in lieu of any criminal or other criminal or other civil penalties that may be imposed. Wow. Okay, you get this? What is with this respite stuff? I'm going to go back and we're going to read some more of this garbage up here from the KSAP news article. Okay, McAllen, I'm going to quote this article. I always get a lot of phone calls right at this time. Anyway, McAllen, Texas. For the first time in years, the Rio Grande Valley is not the epicenter of the migrant crisis. What does that mean? You mean the Rio Grande Valley all along the Texas border is no longer the epicenter? By golly, if it's not the epicenter, I'd hate to know what's going on the rest of the border. Well, carrying on with this article, quote, "And it's not a migrant crisis. Please stop using that term. It's an illegal alien crisis. You can't have a migrant crisis because migrants are legal, stupid. So how do you have a legal crisis? If it's legal, it ain't a crisis. If it's illegal, it's a crisis." Okay. However, Sister Norma Pimentel said there's still a big need. Pimentel is the director of the Catholic Charities in the Rio Grande Valley and has helped establish a respite center, a relief center, that has served hundreds of thousands of migrants over the last 8 years. Has served thousands, let's correct that, of illegal aliens over the last 8 years. Hundreds of thousands. The Respite Center started in the parish hall of Sacred Heart Catholic Church in June of 2014 during the surge of unaccompanied children arriving in the United States. Unaccompanied children? I'm sorry. Children can't do that on their own. You don't just have masses of children going places. No, that was orchestrated, my friends. Somebody paid for and delivered those children to our borders and into our country. And they should have been turned back, every one of them, and they should have been investigated who paid for it and how, and they should have been arrested and tried before an international court of law. Okay, to continue with this absurdity in the article. Quote from the woman, "We started with maybe 200 people," Pimentel said. Continuing the quote, "That was the very first group that we walked to the parish." Walked them to the parish, okay? So they took them from the border and walked them over to the parish. But that was the every day 200. Then the numbers started to increase to 200, to 300, 400 migrants, unquote. But Pimentel said she did not accomplish this alone. Wow, that's very nice of her. She was not an accomplice by herself. She had aid in this crime. Quote, "Every faith denomination, universities, doctors, families, governments, county governments, city governments, all of us just joined together in an effort to restore human dignity," unquote, Pimentel said. What about restoring the law of the land? How about restoring the borders of the United States? So that's not dignified. That's not, so we're just supposed to, anybody show up, come and get it and take our stuff and let's keep, bestow our blessings upon them without even attempting to go through any legal process of anything? You know, I just got to read this again. I've got to read something to you. It says here under this, somewhere it says here, willfully false, I think I read that, attempts to enter or obtain entry into the United States by willfully false or misleading representation or the willful concealment of a material fact. See, that's against the law. So what are all these people up here trying to do? They're trying to say that they are refugees, not only refugees, but they are seeking asylum. Now, I read earlier the asylum laws of what you have to comply with to become an asylee. You have to prove that you are viewed as a threat by your own government and that you will be incarcerated or punished if you are returned to that country. Do you think any of these people are viewed as a threat to the Mexican government or any other government they're coming from? Do you think they, what if they written some kind of treaties against their government that has caused a giant stir or revolution there? These people are not asylees. They couldn't get an asylee at gunpoint. They can't become asylees. And yet that's what they say they're wanting. They're here to get asylum. I mean, I've never seen such a out front, in your face, violations of the law by government and by the church and all these people. These people have literally gone insane. They don't know law from not law, from tyranny to lawful government, anything. These people are idiots. This woman in the church, she's an idiot. Okay, quote, let's go on here. Border Patrol was changing their strategy to respond, and they started making detention facilities. Oh, my God, they started actually enforcing the law. And the numbers dropped, Pimentel said. Quote, then the numbers went back up. Well, then they went back to not enforcing the law again. And we've had some days in 2019, we were receiving 2,000 people every single day, unquote. 2,000 people a day at one center. Do you know how much that is in fines of $250 each? That is $500,000 per day. $500,000 a day in fines alone. Did anybody collect those fines? Now, if there's 200, as it is today, it's 200 people a day right now. You know how much that is? $50,000 a day. Yeah. They're not okay. So now, instead of collecting anywhere between $50,000 a day from illegal aliens up to $500,000 a day, we're spending 10 times that much flying them and entertaining them all over the country. Folks, this is simply abject tyranny. This is the absolute destruction of your country, on purpose and intended. Now, to carry on with this absurd article. Now, I'm going to quote the article some more. Now, it's a center others are wanting to model after, including San Antonio, Washington, D.C., Chicago, and New York City. Pimentel said the New York City Mayor Eric Adams recently sent delegates down to get a firsthand look at the operations. Let's fly somebody down there to observe how we conduct tyranny and destroy the borders, because we really need to know how to violate the law in New York as well. You know, these people should, you know, did you know that you as a citizen, if you find out that somebody's here illegally as an alien, you're supposed to report that? Yeah, you're supposed to report that. How do you report it when the church is doing it and your own government's doing it? How do you report that? You report that to the government? Okay, to go on with this insanity, quote, "We were able to speak to them." This is the woman she's being quoted. "We were able to speak to them." Well, how wonderful. "And to share our best practices as to what we do and why and how we do it," unquote. Pimbleton said, quote, "I tell them how it has worked for us and how they can move forward to define for themselves what they can provide for the immigrants and the families that are arriving." Boy, you need to know that. We need to know what we can provide for the illegal aliens swimming across the Rio Grande. We really need to know what to do there. How can we aid and help them? We want to make sure that we empower illegal aliens, I'm sorry, migrants, to continue taking care of themselves. Oh, yeah, as if they were taking care of themselves to start with. How do you take care of yourself swimming across the Rio Grande? That's taking care of your community, the Mexican community. That's taking care of civil government in Mexico. These people are cowards, and they're just getting out of their country. They have no idea what's lawful. They have no idea what civil government is about. These people are ignorant and incapable. That's what they're doing here in the first place. Just as important as it is for Pendleton to empower migrants, I'm sorry, illegal aliens, she said communities must help protect them. I mean, how much of this can we endure? Quote, "It truly a blessing to help to have been given the privilege to defend life, to defend the dignity of people that are truly at our doorsteps here in our communities." Honey, we don't have a community. The community has been broken down. There is no community. A community is one that defends itself, that has agreed principles and laws and ideas, that protects those ideas from foreigners, and takes in people that it can assimilate properly and teach their same ideas and laws. Not just open the doors and say, "Come and get it," and ring the dinner bell. That's no community. That's an overthrown country. Pimentel said, it's also always important for us to find ways to protect the innocent, the vulnerable, from those that are exposed to the dangers of someone who has no respect for human life. I'm sorry, we ran over the time. It's time for a break. We'll be right back after this.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight 4 of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Back to Stop the Presses with Ron Avery filling in for Mark Anderson. And I was covering, it's September the 30th, 2022, and I was covering this ridiculous article in the KSAP, that's KSAP.com news out of San Antonio, and the title of it is McAllen Respite Center Serving as a Model for Other Cities, Including San Antonio. And it's about Sister Norma. It's quoting Sister Norma Pimentel. And at the last part that she is quoted is saying, I'm going to play a little video from her after this next soon coming break, but it's the last part she's quoted as saying is, quote, "It truly is a blessing to have been given this privilege to defend life, to defend the dignity of people that are truly at our doorsteps here in our communities," unquote, Pimentel said. It's, carry on, quote, "It's also always important for all of us to find ways to protect the innocent, the vulnerable, those that are exposed to the dangers of someone who has no respect for human life." Well, I'm going to tell you, unquote, I'm going to tell you, that if this lady really wants to help Mexicans who are in real danger in Mexico, and that's what they have to prove to attain asylum, is that they're in danger from Mexico, she should get her Catholic friends to go down to Catholic Mexico and deliver those people, show them the way, help their communities, empower Mexicans in Mexico. And I really take offense to the idea that the Catholic Church in America is helping illegal aliens come into the United States. Obviously the notion is that things are so horrible in Mexico that they need to come up here into the United States. Well, what religion is practiced down there in Mexico? Is it mostly Muslims? Is it Confucianism? Is it Hinduism? Protestantism? No, it's Catholicism. And she's a Catholic. The Catholic Church should have hands off of illegal aliens. Hands off, buddy. It's their church that is the predominant religion in Mexico. Well, what kind of a religion would let their people live in abject squalor and ignorance to the point that they none of them can fend for themselves and earn enough money to eat? You know what they need down in Mexico? They need lawful government in Mexico. And you know who ought to help them obtain lawful government in Mexico? The Catholic Church. Guess what created lawful government in America in 1776, 1789, and before that? Protestant Christianity. Guess what the principles of property came from that created our country, the foundation of our Constitution? Yeah, they came from John Locke, Algernon Sidney. Both of them Christians. And coming from a Protestant Christian viewpoint, Reverend Samuel Rutherford, Law is King, Lex Rex, 1644, Presbyterian, pastor and theologian at the University of Scotland. Yes, it's Christians that are powerful in the creation of lawful government. Not atheists, not weirdos, not any of that. So I want the church, the Catholic Church, to muster all of their power and get down to Mexico, where they're in charge of the religion in Mexico, and straighten that country out, so they won't be flowing over here like they do. All right, well, we'll be right back after this. Sunshine, shine on.
In incomplete capacity, strangers thought them all when the fear it calls. How we drown in stylistic audacity, charge the common ground.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Yeah, from a little big horn to the Rio Grande, it seems we've seen the last lemonade stand. In the paper routes, if you can't trade him off, you get muscled out.
Welcome back to Stop the Presses with Ron Avery filling in for Mark Anderson. And again, it is September 30th, 2022. And, I'm going to play a little clip. This is they had a little video clip, and I think it has, I don't know, I think it has Norma on there and somebody else talking about the situation, talking about this respite center or relief center serving as a model for other cities in my view, how to violate the immigration laws of the United States. How to let illegal aliens into the country and serve them, when they cannot comply with the law. These people should be returned to Mexico forthwith and fined. That's the actual procedure. And I'm tired of people dancing around this with all kind. See, what they're trying to do is pass the buck from one to the other, when what should be done is simply the execution of the law. That's what the executive branch is. You know, the president of the United States and the governor of Texas are both executors. Who do what? Execute the law. The legislature doesn't execute the law. They're not executors. They're the lawmakers, the legislators. The judiciary, they don't execute the law. They rule on what the law is. All they can do is rule on the law. all the legislators can do is make law or rescind law or repeal law. So who the hell is doing the executing? The governor, the president of the United States. These are the executors, the executors. So they need to get their buns down on the border and execute the law. We already have the law, folks. We got the law all over everything. What we don't have is execution. So now let's play this clip and see what we can find out from this thing. Okay, here we go. It's starting up here just a second. Going around and around, and it'll start up a second.
Excel High School is an award-winning online school and entirely focused on your success.
Our Alicia Barrera went just down the street to Edinburgh's neighboring town, McAllen, where they have a respite center that is an example for the country.
Scared but excited, Cristian Salvador says he crossed the Rio Grande River with his son, sister-in-law, and other family just days ago.
2 days ago, I'm going to intervene here. I stopped it. 2 days ago, this guy is a young man. He swam across the river with his wife and two kids. Now, is that going to where the immigration channels is how you enter? We just got through reading the law, didn't we? Can we want to review that just a second? This enters or attempts to enter the United States at any time other than a designated immigration, at any other place designated by immigration officers. Elude. Okay. Is that the immigration office? Is the Rio Grande, swimming across the Rio Grande, the entry point of the United States? This guy is an illegal alien, cats. You don't show this guy anything but a $250 charge for he and his family members. I think that's $1,000 right there. And shown his way back to Mexico forthwith. That's all there is to it. This is a simple case. I'm telling you, we have lost our minds. Let's go ahead and hear the rest of this thing. If we can, here we go.
Propane service with Feral Gas is easy. That's right. Get your quote today.
More commercials.
With the drought and intense heat we've experienced here in South Texas, this summer has taken a toll on our lawns, specifically our St. Augustine and Bermuda grass.
What happened to this stupid thing? I just left this a second. Let's back up. Where did that stupid thing go? I tell you, this. Oh, maybe there's a redo this thing. No, I think we got it. I think we got it. Now here it comes back. Here we go. We got it again. Now, we may have to hear some of this again. I hate these ones they put up on these major networks. They got so damn many commercials in them and all some other junk in there that you don't even know what's what. Anyway, here we go. We're going to try this again.
Acumatica, the cloud ERP for distribution.
Our Alicia Barrera went just down the street to Edinburgh's neighboring town, McAllen, where they have a respite center that is an example for the country.
Big deal.
Scared but excited, Cristian Salvador says he crossed the Rio Grande River with his son, sister-in-law, and other family just days ago. He says it was pouring down rain as they defied the river's powerful current, but they finally made it here. He says Catholic Charities Humanitarian Respite Center in downtown McAllen has welcomed them, offering food, clothes, and even legal advice.
We have attorneys come here on a daily basis, and all I want them to know, what's next? What do I have to be careful about?
Sister Norma Pimentel, director of Catholic Charities in the Rio Grande Valley, started the respite center in the halls of Sacred Heart Catholic Church back in June 2014 during the surge of unaccompanied children arriving to the U.S.
Families, governments, county governments, city governments, all of us just join together in an effort to restore human dignity.
Now, it's a center others are wanting to model after, including San Antonio, Washington, D.C., Chicago, and New York City, with the mayor, Eric Adams, sending delegates down to get a firsthand look at the operations.
We were able to speak to them and to share our best practices as to what we do and why and how we do it. It's also always important for all of us to find ways to protect the innocent, the vulnerable, those that are exposed to the dangers of someone who...
I got to tell you, now it's showing some people in a raft. It shows some people in a raft with a paddle paddling across the Rio Grande at night. At night.
Has no respect to human life.
Now they're showing this guy in the water trying to get up on, and the raft is actually full of people brimming over the side.
And we, of course, had to bring up the situation in San Antonio of migrants being lured onto these trucks.
Please, woman, it ain't migrants. It's illegal aliens, or they wouldn't be in a raft at nighttime. Bonehead. I want to tell you who this bonehead is so we know who it is. This is Alicia Barrera. Is a KSAT 12 news reporter and anchor. And she hadn't got enough brains to figure out what she's talking about.
Chartered flights, and nothing like that has ever happened here in the Rio Grande Valley that we know of. And we asked Sister Norma how she's able to do it, and she says it's really by keeping migrants indoors, as this is usually a short stay of about 24 hours. And earlier we talked about the flow. It's been slower, and she says that on average, according to Border Patrol, they bring in about 250, maybe 300 migrants a day. And then usually there's another group of about 150 migrants. And those are usually the ones that have turned themselves in at a bridge, at a port of entry, surrender to Border Patrol to seek asylum. So, Steve, even though things are slowing down here, there's still a big need.
It's not a big need. It's a big crime. You don't encourage a need and feed a need, a crime. You don't encourage crime and feed crime. You stop crime. You encourage things that are lawful and legal. You don't encourage things that are unlawful and illegal. What is the matter with these people? Quit reading the script, honey. This is script reading. They are given, I don't know, probably not, because this stuff is so immersed into our society. We're so inundated with crap talk and the mass media cartels' misuse of the language and misterming everything, mischaracterizing everything, to the point that people don't really, they don't have any other vocabulary, and they don't research anything themselves. They just regurgitate the endless crap and lies and distortions they are told by the mass media cartel, of which KSAT 12 is a major part of. It's an arm of the mass media cartel. And this woman works for it, and anybody that works for it very long has got to adopt all their terminology, the false, wrong terminology, and use it all the time. So obviously, if they go out and do their own report, they're going to use the same kind of stupid terminology, miscategorizing, misuse of terms, misnomers for everything, calling illegal aliens migrants. They're not migrants. Migrants are lawful. Illegal aliens are unlawful. Migrants don't swim across or come across into the United States in a raft at nighttime. That's not what a migrant is. That's an illegal alien trying to get around what? The port of entries. They're going around the port of entries. If they weren't doing that, they could just walk across the bridge and go right in. You don't have to swim into a legal port of entry. You don't have to paddle your way across the Rio Grande at night to enter a port of entry. And you have it right on your own news show. You have the video on your news show, and you call it a migrant. Are these people, what is, I'm telling you, the mass media cartel needs to be shut down. KSAT 12 should not have a license to broadcast. Or ABC, I believe this is a affiliate of ABC. Now, ABC should be shut down for producing this kind of news because it's distorted. It's not true. It's not right. It's not just reporting what's happening. A good report about this would be showing the raft at night and saying illegal aliens avoiding a port of entry at night by paddling across the Rio Grande in an inflatable raft filled to the brim with people at nighttime. And they had a beacon shined on, had a big bright light shined on them. Yeah, so you could see them. And that's what it would say. That would be the end of the report. So what would one conclude from a report like that? We need to get down there and stop that. We need to stop it. Why do we have ports of entries? So we can control how many people come in. And why do we control that? Because that way we can assimilate these people properly into the United States culture, into our understanding of the world, our understanding of liberties and freedoms and property, and the ownership of property and the protection of property. And when you understand that, you also know, well, a nation's property is the same thing as your own property. Would you allow endless numbers of people to come into your home? Could you serve endless numbers of people coming into your home? You know, they just come to the door. I have needs. I have needs. I'm at your door. I'm at your doorstep. Isn't that what the woman said? Isn't that what this Catholic woman said in charge of this church program, this Catholic program? Yes, they're on our doorsteps here in our communities. Once again, you don't have a community if you don't have a door. You don't have a home if you don't have a door. You don't have a country if you don't have a border. So we don't have a, you don't have a community if you don't have a border. Now see, you just don't, see, the people have lost, well, when you start doing this stuff, and of course what she's doing is she's just goody two-shoeing it. You know, all she knows is, hey, there's people here, and I got a job. And I can get some stuff and put some charitable food. Somebody can give us something and we'll give it to them. Oh, great, great ministry. Thank you very much. Great ministry. Serving the world, serving mankind. You aren't serving anything. You're serving the breakdown of lawful government. You're serving the destruction of the country. There's no principle behind really what you're doing. There's no principle behind this coverage of the so-called news. This is pathetic. There should be no license issued to ABC to produce this kind of stuff. Because it is an agenda. It's part of the New World Order's agenda to have a borderless world. They're reducing America to a third world country. There's no consensus between any people. There's a breakdown of culture. There's no community. There's no borders. It'll just be democracy, which is tyranny by the majority. Instead of the protection of every individual and their life, liberty, and possessions, you will have none of that. Already you don't own property. You rent everything from the state. Now you're not going to have a border. You already don't have a border. And KSAT and ABC is reporting on this as if they're treating the problem. They're saying the problem is a humanitarian problem. It's not a humanitarian problem at all. It's a tyranny problem. It's a breakdown of government. What do you call something when you can't execute the law? The law of the land is that these people are illegal aliens, and they cannot in any way become asylees. They can't obtain an asylum status. Why? Because they are not a threat to Mexico. That little kid and his family and that little girl and his wife and the other family that he swam across the Rio against the current is not a threat to Mexico or any other government in the world. He doesn't have enough knowledge to write anything to be a threat to anybody. The only threat he is to America and the breakdown of the country. That's his threat. And not just he alone wouldn't be, but with thousands, 2,000 a day at one spot, one little spot, one Catholic charity, 2,000 a day. The minimum, 200 a day. That's $50,000 a day in fines alone. And when it was 2,000, I think it mentioned at one time, it went up to 4,000 a day. 4,000 a day. Can you believe that? 4,000 a day. Yeah. Well, that's $1 million. That's $1 million a day at just that one Catholic charity. Respite Center. And now they're having all these other cities come down. They're having New York come down and learn. They're going to learn how to do tyranny, how to violate the law. Let's not just have this Catholic charity down there violating the law when you can have whole cities in the rest of America violating the law. Well, why even have these laws? I mean, I don't get it. Well, I can't find the number 4,000 in here. I think the biggest number they had is 2,000. But that's just one little place. I tell you, I mean, I'm at my wit's end with this stuff. And Governor Abbott is not doing a damn thing. This dancing around, I'm tired of, you know. And of course, this moron running against him, this guy can't be anything. This guy doesn't know anything about government. What's his name? Beto? Are you serious? This guy, talk about somebody that doesn't know any principles. This guy's just a do good, feel good guy. Let's do something that's cute. And let's do something for the New World Order. He hadn't had an original thought, or he hadn't had a deduction using principles in his entire lifetime. He has not shown that he knows anything about the principles of property that regulate every aspect of government. This guy's just a mouthpiece for the New World Order. And Abbott is just dancing around all over everything. I don't know what he needs to do is just simply become the governor of Texas. He's already the governor. How do we have a problem at the border when he's the executor, the executor? Get your executing down on the executing and execute the border laws. And if you can't, I'll help you. Call up the state militia, man. You could put a million-man army on that border. You don't tell me no people coming into this country like that. And don't give me no jive talk that these people are seeking asylum as a threat to their own countries, who would be incarcerated and harmed if they return because they're a threat to their nation. Are you kidding me? These fumbling, these poor, ignorant people, they're not a threat to anything but America. They're a threat to overwhelming public services and everything we have in the country. And they said, well, do they know anything about our principles, our laws? You know, folks, it's time for lawful government. That's all there is to it. And we're all going to, we all should be in a race to develop lawful government. Now the dissolved government, they should be racing with us. They should say, you know what? They're going to fool around and make lawful government here, and we're going to be out. Maybe we ought to start enforcing the law. Maybe we ought to start thinking about rescinding false laws and patching things up and doing the best we can. Because these people are going to pop up here in a couple of years. They're going to have a lawful government. We're going to be out. And that's right. The people eventually are going to make lawful government. And you guys that are in there now in a dissolved one, letting the country go to hell in a handbag, then you better be worried. You better start enforcing some laws. You ought to start applying the principles of property. Start applying the constitutions. Because the people are not going to put up with this forever. They will protect their property ultimately. And guess what? We have a right to do it at any time. Anytime. We have a God-given right to obtain lawful government at any time. Even while we have lawful government in place. Much more so when we have tyranny and dissolved unlawful government in place. Yeah, that's all stated in Article 1, Section 2 of the Texas Constitution. It's a principle. It applies to the state. It applies to the union. It applies to government anywhere in the cosmos because it's a principle. So, anyway, it's been great to be with you again and talk about this ridiculous tyranny problem we have on the border. Let's pray about it. Let's ask God's help to deal with this. And see you next time.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.